Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s lawyer called a New York Times report misleading after it claimed he asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to revoke the polio vaccine approval. Attorney Aaron Seary acknowledged filing a polio vaccine petition on behalf of a client, but denied any involvement from Kennedy. He said it was an attempt to derail Kennedy's potential confirmation as the Department of Health and Human Services head. All of this is intended for one purpose. They are desperately trying to derail Mr. Kennedy's potential confirmation, Seary said during an appearance on News Nation. Seary disputed the Times' suggestion that he wanted to remove the polio vaccine from the market. The article claims Seary petitioned the government to revoke the polio vaccine's approval. The article shared Seary's broader campaign against vaccines. It noted that Seary filed petitions to pause the distribution of 13 other vaccines. Quoting Seary, the article said that while he opposes mandating vaccines, he does not want to take vaccines away from those who choose to receive them. Seary denied that his petition, filed on behalf of the Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN, would have resulted in a nationwide halt to the polio vaccine. The claim the Times is making that somehow this petition would have left Americans without a polio vaccine is categorically false. Seary said, they knew it was false when they published it. They intended to mislead the country, and that's what they accomplished. Seary is not directly involved in the polio vaccine petition, but serves as legal representation for ICAN. The petition asked the FDA to publicly release documentation sufficient to establish that the aluminum content in each subject vaccine is consistent with the amount provided in its labeling. If the FDA cannot comply, ICAN requested that the administration pause distribution of each subject vaccine until it can provide the documentation. Seary clarified the goal of the petition was never to remove the polio vaccine from the market. ICAN does not want and never expected the vaccine to be withdrawn. This is about choice, informed consent. That's the point, he said. Although Kennedy was not involved in the petition, his stance on vaccines has been a focal point of news coverage. Kennedy recently stated that he is not anti-vaccine, but has been highly critical of certain vaccines in the past. Republican senators said Kennedy must address these remarks during his confirmation hearings. Some GOP lawmakers are even calling for Kennedy to fire Seary over the petition's controversy.